tried so hard. My little darling, I couldn't keep the night from coming in. In all those lonely nights down by the river, brought me bread and water in a kith and a can. Now in the quiet hour when I am sleeping, I cannot keep the night from coming in.
Joanna Newsom burst onto the music scene with her debut album, The Milk-Eyed Mender, a couple of years back, and seemed to be one of those artists who is about as divisive as they come. Musically, her harp-accompanied work was a breath of fresh air, while her voice was definitely acquired taste for most, with a range that varied between soaring beauty to childlike whimsy and even squeaky, over-the-top dramatics. I was a fan of her debut, but there were moments that I definitely felt like her vocal antics overshadowed the music and songwriting itself. In the back of my head, I wondered how much she would charm me if she released a second album that simply took all the things I loved about her sound and got rid of all or most of the things that I didn't. I only had to wait a couple years, because Ease is pretty much a huge step up on all accounts for Newsom. Her songwriting is more assured and astounding, her lyrics are at the same time personal and somewhat otherworldly, while she teamed up with some of the best in the business on other facets. The pedigree is simply top-notch, with Van Dyke Parks having contributed string arrangements, Steve Albini sitting behind the recording decks, and Jim O'Rourke adding his hand at production. Meanwhile, Newsom has put together 5 songs and over 55 minutes of music. Her songs twist and turn, and rise and fall, and strong melody after memorable melody weave their way into your brain, while her beguiling harp playing is a step up from her debut as well. Based on the above, it's probably easy to tell that I love this album, and I'll be the first to admit that I didn't think it would knock me sideways as much as it has. Seeing Newsom in concert just over a week ago, where she, along with a crew of 6 backing musicians, played the album from start to finish, has only strengthened my opinion of the songs themselves, as they held up under completely different arrangements that included no strings in a live environment. With each track averaging over 10 minutes in length, it's difficult to really describe them in short statements. Emily opens the album quietly, with woven strings by Parks, ducking in and around the building melodies and vocals from Newsom. About a third of the way through, the track spirals upward with a more playful section, before dropping back again, and then bursting forth again towards the end. Themes are revisited, and instead of just being gooey backing, the contributions by Park tug and pull at the harp element, emphasizing it in unique ways while never getting so flowery that they overwhelm.
And Emily, I saw you last night by the river. I dreamed you were skipping little stones across the surface. Under forever in a mud cloud, mica spangled like the sky, been breathing on a mirror.
So it goes for most of the album. Monkey and Bear may very well be the most playful sounding track on the release, and for good measure given the lyrical content, with some great woodwind and horn backing that all come together into a percussion touched finale that's as close as the album gets to rocking out.
Get out of here, fair and square. They left the gate open wide, so my bride, here is my hand, where is your palm? Try and understand my plan, Ursula. My heart is a furnace, full of love that's just an earnest. Now you know that we must unlearn this. Allegiance to a life of service, and no longer answer to that heartless haymonger.
The middle track, Sawdust and Diamonds, finds Newsom alone on only vocals and harp, and the more open track comes in as a nice breather with some of the most astounding harp playing and vocals that Newsom has done to date.
And the little white dove, made with love, made with love, made with glue and a glove and some pliers, swings a low sickle arc from its perch in the dark. Settle down, my desire. And the moment I slept, I was swept up in a terrible tremor. Though no longer bereft, how I shook and I couldn't remember. And in a furthermost shake, drove a murdering stake in and cleft me right down through my center. And I shouldn't say so, but I know that it was then and never.
If there's a weak point on the album, it's probably the nearly 17-minute Only Skin, which takes a bit longer to get going, but really stuns from just about the halfway point on, including a duet with Bill Callahan during the Appalachian folk-touched final section. That said, it's nitpicking to complain too much, especially given the amount of twists and turns the album takes, and especially given the mystical album closer of Cosmia. Simply said, Ease is a knockout of an album, with amazing packaging to boot. It's a grand statement from a young artist, and easily one of the best albums of the year.